So that's our way of trying to jump into the show. Just bang. Let's just get right into it. That was my idea. Look at John Lynch. First season as 49er GM, one Super Bowl with Tampa Bay as a player, 9-time Pro Bowl. John Lynch now I hope he does well. Guy like John Lynch. I like him a lot. He was a great player. You don't see these guys. Remember Matt Millen went to Detroit and just... And I don't take any... I like to see the players do well if they can in these different capacities, you know? Like Elway in Denver seems to have done well as an executive. And who else? I'm sure there's plenty. Because there's equal numbers on the side that they don't. Especially when I was growing up. Although this was before my time. You know, actually, no. Norm Van Brocklin became the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. He was a horrible head coach. Otto Graham was a horrible head coach. And they say it's because these guys were great players, and they expected the same level of play out of the players they coached. And, of course, they're not going to get it because either they didn't quite get how good they were or they thought, yeah, we were great, but all these guys can be great too. I don't know. Who's this head coach? It's Shanahan's son, right, for San Francisco. Is that it? I'm looking at it. Well, I'm not looking at it. Now, what do we got going on here, man? Is there, as you know, the Predators, who is it? What's the name of the team? I'm kidding. The Penguins won game one. Now, this is game one. They're replaying it? They're replaying this motherfucker? They are. Is that what this is? NHL hockey. Senators head back to New York to take on... What the fuck? What is this? Are you out of your mind? You must be out of your mind. What the name of the... What's the name of the... What in the name of the thing that whose name I don't... What in the name of the thing whose name I dare not mention? They're replaying game one. They say it's game six of the Eastern Conference. And like that. Is this the NHL channel? Yes, it is. It's the NHL Live Network, so no wonder they get their head in their ass. I'm kidding. I'm joking. They do a good job. I like it. Although, their studio, like Major League Baseball studio crew, some of them are pretty good. I like them. I mean, they're, especially when they were post-World Series last year, when they were still at Wrigley and they were talking to a lot of the players and it was some kind of a family day. There was all these fans running around on the field. And then the football guys, I think, do a good job. The hockey guys they'll get their shit together. I don't watch the NBA channel that much. I can't even tell you what the fuck's going on in the NBA series. I don't know why. The Lakers, that's my team. When they're not in, I don't give a shit. Hockey, I could give a fuck about in terms of individual teams. I can watch anybody in hockey. It's like watching football. Football is okay. I don't have a dog in the hunt, as they say, or in the fight. I don't have a dog in the fight. And even though I should be an LA Ram fan and probably a Charger fan, it ain't grabbing me yet, you know. That's very interesting, too. They've been away just long enough for me. They've been away just long enough to be a completely different organization, the Rams, you know, which is fine, but... And they would have been, had they stayed in L.A., they would have been a different organization now as well. But they didn't. They were out of town, and I'm here, and they're over there, and they're doing their thing. They even won a Super Bowl, which I didn't begrudge them that, but I felt shitty that we didn't get one here in L.A. But I didn't begrudge the St. Louis Rams anything they got. They had a great story that year with Kurt Warner and the greatest show on turf, and, you know... But I personally don't see why they're replaying this game. They just had the fucking thing on yesterday, and I can tell you that it was won by the Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh dominated them, didn't they? 5-3, something like that. Yeah, it was 5-3. I got all kinds of shit I got to do to. All kinds of shit. What else you selling? All kinds of shit. But this shit here sells itself. All right, there we go. I see what's going on now, man. Fuck. I see what's going on now. It's kind of cool, you know, when you... here we go. Here's the hockey. Not that I want to look at this shit, but... Blake. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse you for what? You remember seeing It's a Wonderful Life when the little girl belches? Excuse me for what? I belched. It's right in the middle of the worst part of the movie for George Bailey. He's losing his fucking mind. The building and loan is going out. Whatever the fuck. Shit is not going well for George Bailey. George Bailey? You once called me a bitter old man, but what are you but a bitter young man? Lionel Barrymore. At least you can do an impression of Lionel Barrymore. How do you do an impression of John Barrymore? How do you do an impression of John... Wait for it. Who's the father of Drew? John Drew Barrymore, I believe, or the uncle. John Drew Barrymore... was a fascinating guy, I think. I think he was a good actor, too. A lot of people don't think so, but you can see John Drew Barrymore in a variety of episodic television from the 60s. I remember one notable episode that I saw of Rawhide, where he played a Native American. He had the dark coloration, features that could pass as Native in the 1960s on television. In other words, any white guy with a tan... could play, you know, a Native American. but he had a role in this where he played a Native person who was really on the outs with his own tribe. And they wind up killing him. His tribe wind up sacrificing him. But he saves the life of the drovers in Rawhide by telling them to get back because there's these exploding geysers. Like Old Faithfuls, you know, hot water geysers in this area that is sacred to these Native people, and they tie him over the top of one of them. So it hasn't exploded yet. And you don't see it, obviously. It's TV, 60s TV. But he does yell. He played that baby. He played that role to the hilt, man. I remember that performance. And maybe some other stuff that he did. Now, I want to tell a lot of you guys who email me at service, you email me at Phil Henry, I am getting my shit together here over the next couple of weeks so that goddamn email gets to me. And I'm telling the people at service to please clear Phil at philhenryshow.com and get that to me so that I can start to answer a lot of your email. I'm really sorry about that, you guys. Never had a really good system when it comes to that shit. And then I have Facebook people who I value. A lot of them are subscribers. A lot of them are not. I feel that I owe my first allegiance to you guys. Twitter is just really a comment feed. I don't think it's really a place where you interact necessarily with listeners, although I've met a lot of you guys over there. If you are a BSP, please let me know when you're commenting on something, and I'll try and look for you. And then I follow you back. Marshawn Lynch. Oh, is he with the Raiders? No, bullshit. When did that happen? They're projecting, I love this, projecting him to run for 850 yards and 10 touchdowns in 2017?
Get the fuck out of town.
Who is that? Derek? Is that Warren Sapp? I don't know who this, there's a commentator here on the Football Network right here. Who? Who is that? And it said projection for Marshawn Lynch, and they've got Chris Wormley. These are draft picks, college. Linebackers. Boy, they got a lot of defense here. Baldy's Summer Tour. Oh, that's the cat from Baldinger, the former Colt. There he is. That's kind of a thing I want to do. If I'll ever get the chance, is to go take one football season and just go from stadium to stadium. Don't even have to get a ticket for the game. Just tailgate the fucker. You know what I'm saying? Take a fucking TV and tailgate it. Or just be in town and go to a really good sports bar. I'd like to be at the stadium, though. But and truth be told, I'd love to get a ticket for the game, so maybe that's something we can do, is a BSB thing. What is this? Playoffs? Is it the Steelers? Who is that? It's the Steelers. All right, man. Test day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Tomorrow's the 31st. I'm going to talk about bar fight. Margaret and Pastor William Rennick. Bar fight championship. 6 o'clock Friday night. Oh, my God. The shit that I talk myself into. The shit you talk yourself into, Henry. You are some kind of a piece of work. You are. Oh. That's very interesting. I wish I could share this with you, but I can't. It's some, just, it's really insignificant, but it's interesting. It's pretty funny. I found a website that is registered to an entity that I know, and for it, very interesting, the domain information. All right. Now, I got to figure something out. There's always a fucking question on this website, man. What is this now? Okay. So Maria has a robot that she uses for her class that she's still taking at Pepperdine. She says, tonight I have 2 classes, so I get to take the robot from one class to the next class and then check her into the library so they can lock her up. I wish I could, when I'm there over her laptop, I can see what she's doing, but I wish I could log into it somehow. I got to get mail tomorrow, and I also have to get all the tax shit. I got to scan some tax shit for my my tax man, you know. I don't know why, but the song that I remember the most from the first song, I don't think it was the first song I ever heard, but for some reason I remember it, and I think it has a lot to do with Warner Brothers cartoons. The Lady in Red. The Lady in Red. I used to see Daffy Duck or Bugs Bunny or one of those cats. One of those cats. One of those characters. And there was always a cartoon with... I think it was like when Bugs Bunny would dress up as Carmen Miranda, you know, and have on a big fruit salad bowl thing on his head. All right, man. I got you. I got you, brother. I know what you're doing, yeah. I can dig it, yeah. Things is good. Things are good. Things are working out. So, yeah, it's... Yeah, it's like it's, you know, it's, yeah, it's, the guy says to me, I got an email today. Are you available for, and it's called an avail. They ask you, are you available to be in this show? And they find your email or whatever, they they like your look, whatever the fuck it is. Maybe they want the ugliest guy in the history of the world, so they found me. Are you available? Yes. I always say yes. And I don't think I've ever gotten a job from somebody inquiring as to my availability. I remember auditioning for a movie once, and I didn't get the job. It was the movie Moneyball. And the guy that got the job is the great, is it Jonah Hill? And this guy's a phenomenal actor, you know, a great actor. But they asked me about my availability for that role and pinned me for that week of production. Now, there's no way Jonah Hill wasn't going to show up for the job and unless he got really sick. But the fact that they would even consider me, you know, I thought was pretty cool. And then I saw his performance, you know, the guy's phenomenal. He's great. It was for that character, you know, who sort of the whiz with the statistics. And obviously we're two completely different types. But I think more to the point, as a an actor, especially technically, he kicks the shit out of me. I mean, come on, you know. But when they said that we want to pin you for the week, you know, I thought, well, that's something. But I've never gotten a job out of those. I've never had anybody call me up and say, remember when he asked you if you're available? Yeah, well, you got the job. I got a job one time. Oh, the playing house jobs I got. Just them calling me up. See, I don't really have a theatrical agent right now. And because I don't really need one. I'm going and I'm taking a lot of classes in auditioning and cold reading and all kinds of shit having to do with acting. And a lot of times, because of the nature of the business now, is actors book themselves. I'm not the only guy that doesn't have an agent. I mean, I talk to a lot of people who, they got managers, which is different from an agent. Managers is somebody manages. An agent is somebody gets you a job. And like that. But I think at some point, pretty soon. All right, now I'm doing what? Oh. Rennick beat Ted Bell, didn't he? Yeah, Rennick kicked the shit out of Ted Bell. And I love that fucking bar fight sound effect that we had. What time is it, by the way? Where's the one that they had? There was a really good bunch of sound effects I had. Dodge City, 1939. That's for sure.
Bring the good old view.
Oh, no, Paul.
Cruise ship bar fight between an old guy and a U.S. Marine. God damn, it's funny. God, that's just good, you know. Hey man, what happened to the really cool sound effect we had last week? God damn it.
Oh God, that geezer's got a dart in his...
All right, lads. That, mate. I just dropped one of my senses.
Oh, fuck off. Well, I'll be a motherfucker. God damn it. Well, we'll have to... No, I want it for tonight. Damn. Bar fight scene. Bar fight. What did I use last week? They show these guys kit faces after bar fights. Pretty fucking funny. But what happened to the one that I used last week? It was great. It was perfect. Motherfucker. Man, fuck me. God damn it. Bar fights? Oh, sound effects. That's what I put. Sound effects. There it is. I knew there was... Perfect. All right, that, and then I want to get one more thing. I think this is it. Bar fight sound, free sound. Is this it? Yeah. No. That's not it. Well, that's pretty funny. It was... I'll know it when I see it. Nope, that's not it either. Soundboard, I'm pretty sure. This it? Yeah. This is the one. This is fucking awesome. I love these. Hey, wait. Look out for that piano bench. Look out. Fuck, dude. You just hit me with. Oh, man. Well. God damn, dude. That's perfect, dude. All right, I got them both. Where are we at? 29, okay. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And, all right, that's Jeff Dowder. We already did Jeff Dowder, though. He did the drum. Didn't he? Yeah, I think I'd do a Jeff Dowder drum clinic. I need pencils, though, for that. For that to be really good, I need pencils. That's where we keep pencils, just laying on the floor. Let me see here, man. I think Coach Dozier's got to talk about Tractor Dummy. Okay, now what we do is get the motorcycle. Here it is. Yeah. Watch this. Yeah, you're going to love that. Wait a minute. All right, here we go.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
I'll tell you, we have bar fight. Oh, God, it's going to be so good. It's going to be so fucking good. You won't believe how goddamn forget it. I'm going to love it. I'm going to love it so much. So very, very much.
All right, man, I'm ready if you are. You're not? No. It's all right. It's okay. We got it going on. We got it going on. We do. Ready? Here we go.